Hello, this is Jeffrey Mishlove speaking. I'm the Dean of Transformational Psychology at the University of Philosophical Research. I think you might enjoy visiting our website, www.uprs.edu. If you're interested in a master's degree in transformational psychology or consciousness studies, and you're listening right now to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Zohara Hieronymus, I have to say, Dr. Zoe is an incredible resource. She has been doing these interviews now for 3 decades, and that makes her a great maven, a great sage, a font of wisdom, and a fabulous interviewer.
There you go, all that. Thank you, Brother Jeffrey. It's very nice when people think highly of you. Well, I think highly of Dr. Mishlove himself. Karma Fest, in case you don't know about it, it will enhance your body, expand your mind, and awaken your spirit. If you're looking for something to do on Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., indeed, there is a one-day show called Karma Fest. Here to tell us about it is its Brainstorm Child. That's an interesting idea, Brainstorm Child. You like that, Patty? You're a Brainstorm Child.
I'll take it.
Patty House. And I love the story of how you actually thought about this because it's in its 8th year. Talk to us a bit about it.
About how I started.
Yeah, how you got to this.
Yeah. I was pretty normal 8 years ago. Wore a suit, worked at Johns Hopkins, as a matter of fact. And I was drawn to go to Katrina after the flooding, and I ended up going. I felt really compelled, really drawn.
Well, you went to Louisiana with the Red Cross.
Louisiana, right. Yeah. And I felt that I would meet someone, and I actually saw a man's face who kept saying, "Where are you? Where are you?" And I'm like, I'm coming. And
you mean in meditation you saw a face, or just you'd be walking around?
Yeah, I'd be sleeping. Mm-hmm. I'd be walking my dogs. I'd be just going about my normal day. And I've noticed, you know, since that time there's been disasters and lots of things, and it was only that time.
Okay.
I just had to go.
All right.
And it wasn't something that I've ever done before.
You saw like an image in your mind, and you also heard this message.
Yeah,
where are you?
Where are you? Where are you? So, and I'd say, I'm coming. So, and I did tell people, I think I'm going to meet someone. I think they're going to change my life. I have no idea what it is. So the first 2 nights that I was down in Louisiana, I was working in a shelter, and then we would sleep in a different shelter. And I'm like, I'm not meeting anyone. I'm not sure what this is about.
Well, I remember in your story you said, you know, the first 2 nights you just cried yourself to sleep. It was just so upsetting.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was so awful. Everybody was just so scared and mad and hurt, and the tension was even in our own shelter, you know. So on the third night, they had a relief for the relief workers in the form of yoga and meditation. So, and actually a gentleman was sitting by me. We were eating jambalaya again out of a styrofoam cup, which was great. And he kept talking on and on about how he went to the yoga class and the meditation and how it changed his life, and he was a recovering alcoholic, and he saw everything differently. Well, he'd only been there a few days before I got there, so I'm like, okay. And he made me promise to go. So I went in, and I did the yoga, and before I started, I kind of probably felt like I do now. You know, my heart was racing, and, you know, I wasn't very relaxed. And so when I did the yoga, I felt great. I could feel the effects, and I had never done yoga before, so that was great. And then the yoga girls, they were all excited, and they decided to sit down, and they were laughing. I couldn't understand. To see them laughing was like, wow, this is crazy. We're in basically hell right here.
Right.
And here they're not only keeping their cool, they're just so bright and wonderful. And they were excited. They sat down, and everybody was getting ready, and a gentleman stands up and says for everybody to lie down. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's him. And
oh, interesting. So the person that you had seen in your mind's eye, you did end up meeting due to the Katrina relief work that you did with the Red Cross.
Yeah. And so when I woke up from the meditation, I was just connected again. I had been so disconnected, like everyone, most of us are at some times in our lives, you know, from all the pain and the stress and the focus in places other than ourselves and our spirituality. And he just did something that connected me back.
So you were changed by your experience.
One meditation.
Well, it's a beautiful story. I mean, that you went to help others and you ended up being helped, and it changed you so much that you now offer this kind of introduction to people, and you founded the Karma Fest, and it's at the Argonne Ridge Park, Saturday, May 25th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So talk to us about what goes on at Karma Fest.
Oh, I do want to add one little side story to Leofa, who became my spiritual teacher. I woke up, I said, you know, you're why I came. I think I'm supposed to promote this stuff. Found out later he was a shaman. I didn't know what that was. Kept asking him questions after several months, I created a retreat where he came. He did a shamanic journey, did meditation. What's interesting is he told me that other people had seen him before they met him. And then what's very interesting is last Karma Fest, each Karma Fest I dedicate the festival to something. And right on the program, as big as can be, it was dedicated to Leofa, thanking him for all that he did for everyone, because he would come to Karma Fest each year. Well, little did I know that he was in a coma, and he was taking his last days in a hospital the day that the program came out, and everyone was a little shocked to see the program. And people actually said that they saw Leofa at the festival when he was in the hospital in San Diego, and he dies 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Leave it to a shaman to bilocate. Well, those are beautiful stories of the reality that we all are capable of doing. Not everybody notices somebody when they astral travel, but I know in the Hasidic tradition, there's stories of Rebbes traveling, 1,000 miles away, and yet somebody else saw them back at home. So these things definitely are part of our inheritance and part of our good practice. So I know that you all have a lot going on, and I see that you have the band Telesma, who we know, and you have a wonderful magician, David London, who my husband has interviewed, is performing.
But I know that he was interviewed on the show before. Yeah, he's wonderful. I fell in love with him last year. He's so great.
Well, so when people come, you're offering yoga classes, Tai Chi, Qigong, and there's also lots of booths to go to. So give us like a feel for what the day is like. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is a really great festival.
It's a long day, and most participants want to plan things out a little bit. So we have some extra special workshops where people can do some hands-on things, where David London is doing a magic workshop, as a matter of fact, to teach some of what he does. And we're even having special attunements, angel attunements, and past life regressions. So typically people research it out, maybe pick one special event that they want to block out of the schedule.
So let me ask you, if they go to your website, Karma, K-A-R-M-A Fest, FEST.com, they can see everything that's being offered and pick it out in advance?
That's right.
Okay.
So we have about 10 special workshops, and then we have, probably 40 free lectures. And so you don't have to pay extra to get information. It is definitely a day of learning. It's a day of fun. You can just come and do yoga. So basically there's about 7-8 things going on at the same time throughout the day. Or you could just sit on the lawn and listen to music.
So for $15, which is the entry ticket, you can do everything.
You can do everything. And people really change. Even the vendors, I've been trying to warn them now. It's like, you're not just coming to vend, you know. You'll go away a different person. and the musicians even, that have been playing at Karma Fest, their music has become more spiritual in the past years, I've noticed.
Well, I saw that in addition to Telesma, which will go on stage at 8:30,
yeah,
their opening is Dynasty Electric from New York City, another group.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're amazing.
Well, it's a big thing to put together one of these big shows, these big open fairs. I mean, there's a lot of people involved. How many people generally come to Karma Fest?
We had 2,000 people last year.
Wow, that's a lot of people rocking on the lawn, holding hands.
It's a big place. We can use a lot more, so come on down.
Well, that's wonderful. What else do we want to know about Karma Fest, Patty?
What else? It's a beautiful venue. Is special this year, too. We're going to erect a peace pole, and it's part of the Heal My Voice project.
What is
we
that?
We have a lot of big groups that are coming in. So one is the Heal My Voice project, where there were different authors, women authors, who wrote their story. And they said that they realized that what they thought was their story had changed after they wrote it down. And so they're healing their voice. They're getting their truth out. And anyway, that's a huge group called Heal My Voice. And we're doing workshops there, and they're going to erect a beautiful peace pole at Oregon Ridge that'll stay there, and it'll be at the playground, so that'll be lovely. We actually also have something else big happening that day, which is the March Against Monsanto.
Right on, March Against Monsanto.
I'm
for that one.
So someone contacted me, and they're like, you know, this is the International Day mm-hmm. for the March Against Monsanto. Wouldn't it be nice to have it at Karma Fest?
Yeah.
So,
well, it's really very important. You know, I do a lot of postings on the genetically mm-hmm. modified organisms that Monsanto and other major corporations are trying to basically force into society without any safety testing, without any regulations, and they're handy relationships with Congress has so far made them victorious against all common sense. And
right.
as our audience knows, because we've done numbers of shows on what the problem is with GMOs, is that the research already proves to us that it causes terrible diseases, total neurological damage, birth defects, cancer, liver tumors. I mean, none of it's good. And yet it's
right.
unbelievable that the march is still forward with these
right.
products into agriculture, which will end up killing a lot of us with disease.
I know. It could really take us down.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So when
yeah.
when you planned Karma Fest 8 years ago, obviously every year it changes a little bit.
It is. It's new every time. Sometimes it has a different focus. This year is the celebration. And I also found out that, I just found this out the other day, that the 25th is Wesak. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's Buddha's birthday, a big celebration day.
Good.
So I'm like, good.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're an interesting person in that you led a rather traditional life and then mm-hmm. had this experience and followed that inner voice that said go, even though you'd know. So it was very brave. And I think that's what most people find on the spiritual path is something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minute, they break with their mindset of, oh, I shouldn't, I can't, oh my. And they go and do something that takes some courage, even if it just means going and visiting another state. And so I think it's interesting that you had that calling and you followed it. And I also like the fact that you've written a screenplay, I understand, about Edgar Cayce, The Sleeping Prophet. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. That's another great story. I was slightly interested in Edgar Cayce about the time that I went down to Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
It was presented to me, and actually when I first read some of the stuff, it was just way over my head. I wasn't getting it at all. When I came back and started reading it again, I was really connected to it, and I was told by several psychics, I think it was PermaFest 1 that I had a soul contract with Edgar Cayce because he saved my life in a past life, and I was given the name of the person, and I looked up the person and found out, and this was as I was writing, started writing, I was writing at that time, found out that that person died on my birthday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Many years
earlier.
Earlier, but it was like the exact day, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know of anyone even born on my birthday, and here's someone that's supposed to be me died on my birthday. So anyway, I kept plugging away at the screenplay and would get intuitive help. I really didn't write it. It just kind of came through me. And it's a great story. It's about Edgar, and who was considered like the greatest psychic and medical intuitive of the U.S., and he has 16,500 and some readings that have been recorded and followed up, and he died in about 1945, so he was popular in the 20s and the 30s. So it's a period piece, and it revolves around his relationship with Morton Blumenthal, who was his financial supporter, and they get together, and they're like yin and yang. They're total opposites, but together they could do great things. And they did great things, but then things fell apart. And it was actually very hush-hush if that information never came out. It was only recently that the information about Edgar Cayce losing the hospital and then gaining the hospital back was kind of hushed up for a long time. But basically, Morton and Edgar had had a past life over and over, repeatedly, where Morton kind of destroys Edgar. And so he had a chance not to, and he couldn't help himself. He just retaliated.
Well, you know, what you're talking about are these patterns between humans that go on lifetime after lifetime. Sometime we might be the mother in a family, and the next lifetime we might be the child of somebody. You know, it's a very interesting thing how most intuitives will say that all of us who are incarnate now together have been incarnate before together.
Right.
And that the challenges we face, and Edgar Cayce certainly talked about earth changes, and many of the things that he saw in the future about the glacial ice melts and lands going underwater and islands rising are some of the same places that Laurie Toy of I Am America was shown in the 1980s through the Ascended Masters series, and those maps and things have been sort of correlated. But in terms of what's coming up May 25th from 10 to 10, Argonne Ridge Park, if you all don't know, is on Beaver Dam Road. That's in Cockeysville, Maryland. The phone number you can call if you want more information is 410-446-2569. That's 410-446-2569. You can learn more about KarmaFest by going to www.karmafest.com. And I'm sure most of you know karma is very much like the Hebrews teach in Job, as you sow, so shall you reap. That's basically what karma is. And I also understand that because you're so intuitive now, that you are writing a book called In All My Lives. I love the title.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm hoping after Karma Fest I'll finish it. It's finished. It just needs some editing. Basically, it's the story of the awakening and how, as I would take new steps and come to new understandings, I would also learn about and see some past lives that I've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first they may have just been hunches or glimpses, and then they would become stronger as I've progressed. But, yeah, I've experienced a lot over the past 8 years, and I think there are a lot of awakening books, but none so much that pull in past life information.
Well, I think the beauty of your journey is that you have such a passion to share this kind of access with other people. You know, some people have spiritual experiences and it changes them, but they don't always know how to help that, you know, become a reality for other people. And I think the fact that you put together the Karma Fest each year that brings thousands of people into the same place to perhaps tap into things they might otherwise never do, that it's a really safe place to do it. If you don't like something you're doing, you can go sit down on your blanket and have your picnic lunch.
There you go. That's right.
I know. I think it's lovely. And for people who, you know, who like massage or who want to do a magic workshop or who are interested in drumming, I mean, or who want a psychic reading, there are a lot of different ways to participate. And
that's
some
right.
Of it's
everyone's
just
welcome. We even have a Baptist church this year coming.
Well, that's nice.
I know. We have the Hare Krishnas and the Baptist Church.
Well, that's good. People who all love the Holy Spirit in one
way
or another. Well, I hope you have a big attendance. I know the Ruscomb Mansion is going to have a table there.
Yes,
and
they will.
A number of other places. And I really encourage our audience, if you've never been to a Karma Fest, to go. They're a lot of fun. Hopefully you have beautiful weather on our Memorial Day weekend.
That's what I'll be praying for this week.
Okay. Well, we can all pray for good weather for Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Of course, the elementals lift. Anything else we need to know about Karma Fest or anything else you want to share with us in our remaining minute?
No, just check out the website. It should have all the information, and I'm available. You can just give me a call for questions.
All right, so you can call Patty at 410-446-2569. That's 446-2569. And you can go to their website at www.karma.com. And that's, again, this coming Saturday, May 25th. And it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And if you stay around with Telesma, I see there's some belly dancers that'll be there. That'll be fun.
Yes. The last three bands will probably have belly dancers. And then we have belly dancers performing as well.
I took a belly dancing class myself.
mm-hmm.
I was all right. Not great. I didn't have a whole lot to shake, but I've seen some really thin women who are professional belly dancers, and you know, and they do a beautiful job. So I guess it's just not all my muscles were used to doing that. Good luck to you, Patty, and may it be a very successful, enjoyable Karma Fest.
We can all
around the clock and breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra.